Americans are jittery these days about germs. Since the anthrax scare, there has been a succession of infectious disease threats, SARS, monkeypox, and early flu season, and human deaths from bird flu in Asia. One response is to disinfect the home with antimicrobial cleansers. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, a new study indicates that that doesn't do any demonstrable good.
Here in the soaps and detergent aisle at a Star Market in Boston, you might think antibacterial is part of many brand names. Over here is a brand name bathroom cleanser. It kills 99.9% of household germs, salmonella and streptococcus. Not viruses, apparently. Down here is a familiar cleaner. Its label is very specific for killing athlete's foot fungus, Staphylococcus aureus, and Streptococcus facilis germs, rhinovirus type 39, rotavirus, respiratory syncytial virus, and E. coli. That's strong stuff. Using germ phobia to sell stuff is nothing new. The Soap and Detergent Association says manufacturers were pushing disinfectant cleansers back in the 19th century. But Brian Sansoni, the association's spokesman, acknowledges it's gotten a lot more intense lately.
There's just kind of more attention in the collective psyche about these type of products. You know, concerns over SARS and everything else. These products aren't making any kind of claims against SARS or whatnot. But certainly I think when the serious cases come up, you certainly see folks going into action with disinfection.
Elaine Larson of Columbia University doesn't dispute Sansoni's claim that these products kill germs, but she wondered if they actually make families safer. Larson says the modern American household is already a pretty clean place.
So the question is, does something like these types of products, do they really add value to reducing infections in an environment that's already quite healthy?
Larson and her colleagues set up a study to assess antibacterial products in real-world households. It appears in the Annals of Internal Medicine. They recruited 238 families in Upper Manhattan. Each had at least one preschool child. Half the families were given a year's supply of hand soaps, household cleansers, and laundry detergents containing antibacterial chemicals. The other half got identical-looking products without antibacterials. The researchers monitored the families every week to see if anybody had runny noses, sore throats, coughs, diarrhea, vomiting, fever, and skin or eye infections. If the answer was yes, a doctor went out to confirm it.
And what we found is that in about 20 to 25%, there was at least one person with at least one symptom. But it didn't make any difference whether the households were in the antibacterial group or not.
The folks who make these products say most common infections are caused by viruses, not bacteria, and they complain that an antibacterial cleaning product like the ones used in this study can't be expected to prevent viral diseases. True enough, Larson says.
But I do think that the general community assumes that if something says antibacterial, it's going to reduce infections. And if you look at it, these products do not make a claim to improve your health or reduce infections. It's something that we kind of assume.
Dr. Stuart Levy of Tufts University crusades against overuse of antibiotics and antibacterial chemicals. He defends the new study.
The bottom line is, what's the benefit, really, isn't it?
But is there a risk from using antibacterial cleaning products? Levy says yes. He says widespread use of antibacterials may promote bacteria that can't be treated with many antibiotics.
What you're going to do is sprinkle around the kitchen and the bathrooms the droplets of the antibacterial, which will potentially allow only those bacteria that are somewhat more resistant to grow.
The industry spokesman says there's no evidence antibacterial products are giving rise to resistant bacteria. Levy counters that resistance is a problem that can creep up, especially if no one's looking for it. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
It's NPR, National Public Radio.